We're up to the Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, Eliyahu Kasha, about 8 lines into the page. We started off, our Mishnah says that if you don't know what a neder is, we're always machmir, we take the stricter side. So we asked the question, we learned in another Mishnah by Naziris, if we're not sure what the outcome is, we're always makel. How does that work? So we said, perhaps this is the argument of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. But Rabbanan, they argue there about an animal. If you said, I'm going to donate behemoth, or I'm donating chayis, and you donated a koi. So according to the Tanna Kamma, we say that the koi, since you're a suffix, we're machmir, we include that koi. Koi is a suffix of a wild animal, a domestic animal. And Rabbi Lezer says that, no, we're not machmir. So Rabbi Lezer is the one, the author of the Mishnah, that says, by Nozi, we're not sure what happens, you're always lenient. And the Chachamim is the author of our Mishnah. So we ask the question by Pchoir, we see over there that we are lenient. By Pchoir, we say that, so by Pchoir, we're strict. What's the difference of Pchoir and the case of koi? So we answer, koi comes by itself. So of course we are machmer. Mashenkin koi is something that you donated. If you donated, maybe you only donate things which are sure, not things which are doubtful. Okay, says Gemara, Eli Kasha, if I have a problem with the fact that you said that the author of Nezidus is Rabbi Lezer, who is Mekel, Hokasha, the following is my question. You're telling me Rabbi Lezer is always Mekel. I'm going to show to you that we have a stira. Well, it says in the following. There are 3 opinions. We know that the food becomes tummy from the Torah. What about when it comes to liquid? There are different opinions whether liquid and mekabel tumah in the Torah. It seems in the Torah it says over there mikol asher yishasa, and in the Parsha Shmini there it says that the liquid becomes tummy. But there's 3 ways of learning it. One way of learning it is that liquid is no different than anything else. It becomes tummy from the Torah and is able to contaminate other things. It's tummy and metame from the Torah. The other opinion says it becomes tummy from the Torah, but it's not able to be metame from the Torah. And the 3rd opinion says that Mahatayr is not metame at all. It's only midrabanan, liquid. Why does the pasuk there say from the drink? The drink is what's machshir, food. For something to become tummy, eligible to become tummy, he has to get wet first. But the liquid itself can't. So let's see this opinion over here. What about if there's a suffix? Now, generally speaking, a suffix from the Torah, we're strict in a suffix, Rabbanan, we're lenient. Suffix, mashkin, in the case of mashkin, you touch, it questions whether when you were tameh, did you touch liquid or didn't touch liquid? It's a lead tameh. It's a question about the liquid itself. Tameh will be machmeh. In other words, we believe that the liquid itself becoming tameh is from the Torah. But if it's a suffix, whether this liquid now touched other things, litameh achedim, it's only midrabanan, Torah, we are lenient. So Amei and Ablazer both say a suffix. What does Ablazer say? That if it's a suffix, if it became tummy or not, we are machmer. And if it's a suffix mitami others, we're mekel because we're rabbanon. But we see clearly that it's a suffix in itself, we are machmer. How come by suffix nezidus we are mekel? And over there we had to actively do something. Here also tumi, you have to actively do something. It doesn't happen by itself. Says the Gemara, you think Rabbi Lezer taka holds. Umi sover Rabbi Lezer li tame tame. Let's forget this whole question. Rabbi Lezer, this doesn't make sense. Rabbi Lezer holds that the water is if you're suffering, the water itself became tame, it becomes tame. But Tanya, we learned in another braise. Rabbi Lezer oimer ein tume le mashkin koliket. Rabbi Lezer says elsewhere that he holds Mahatayda, Mashkin never becomes Tameh.
The liquid itself, not talking about what the
liquid. That's Mitameh, lit Tameh in itself. Because he holds that liquid can never become Tameh from the Tayda, it's only the Rabbanan. And the Tayda, and I will prove it to you, Shariheyid, we had this in Psochim, Shariheyid, Yaisi ben Yezid ish Tzreda, Yaisi ben Yezid from Tzreda testified, Al Ayil Kamtza, regarding a certain grasshopper, a certain locust known as Ayil Kamtza. That Dochin, it is kosher, number one. Number two, while mashkin base mitbchai liquid can become tameh only mit the rabbanon. So any liquid found in the base of Migdash will never become tameh because the rabbanon don't want to increase tumah in the base of Migdash. So a mashkin, any liquid base mitbchai found in the base of Migdash, dochin is tohu. Now, what does it mean that dochin is tohu? So in the Gemara in Psachim, at the end of the first Pedik, in the sugya of Chininas Gan Koinim, we have a machlekes and Abba Shmuel. What do we mean dochin? Did he mean dochin that the liquid cannot be metame other things because he holds the liquid itself is tame, but it cannot be tame other? Or dochin means that even the liquid itself is tame? And we had is honi chilish according to Shmuel Dami says dochin milatame achedim liquid is not metame others. In the base of Midrash, Avol Tumas Atzman Yesh Behem, but on Tumas the halves. I mean, Matayda comes tame Shapit. So Rabbi Lezer is consistent. It itself comes tame Matayda, and that's why suffix machme. El Rav, the Omar Rav says, Dochin Mamish is totally toyed. My equal and Meimah, how can that be? How can it say it's totally toyed? What Rabbi Lezer said before with Rameyad, that the Suffolk, if it became Tummy, is also because he's Machmed. So obviously, Rabbi Lezer holds that even that is the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Lezer holds that even a Safi the Rabbanon Yerosa Machmir, and therefore, and a Koi is different, because when it comes to Behema, carbon, you only want to be bring a carbon, which you know for sure, and therefore it cannot be that Rabbi Lezer is the one who's Mekel. Ella, Harab Yehuda, Rab Shimon. The Braisa that says by suffering the Zidus by Mekel is actually Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah that says that stam, suffering the Dorim and Machmir, Stam the Dorim Achmir is Rab Shimon. What's the story? The Tanya we learned, a man says, Hareini Nozir, I promise that I will become a Nozir. Im Yesh Bekeri Hazeh Meir Kur. You see this pile here of Tvur? If there's 100 Kur in this pile, then I'll become a Nozir. The halach they went, umatzin, they were about to check, measure it, because if there's 100 kud, he has to become a nazir, if not, not. And they went to measure, and they found shenignev, oisha avat, you can't measure it. Now there's a suffix, did he become a nazir or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says, matir, suffix, the zir is remekel. So exactly, so the author of the Mishnah before says, suffix, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, he would hold by nadarim as well, if it's a suffix, you're lenient. And Rab Shimon, I said, Rab Shimon said, no, if you're not sure if it's a nozer or not, you're aser. And therefore, Rab Shimon is author of our Mishnah, Stam Dador Lahachmin. Yeah. But yeah, like Shabbos. You can see how I work it in, yeah. Freddy Gemara, Verami. So before we get into this, I don't even understand how you can say Rabbi Yehuda. Verami, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, I have a, you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda is lenient by a suffering the Zidus, we're not sure. I have a problem with another Rabbi Yehuda. What's the other Rabbi Yehuda? Me, I'm in our Mishnah. You want to say Rabbi Yehuda is lenient, if Rabbi Yehuda holds Stam the Zidus, we're lenient, and therefore in our Mishnah, he would argue with our Mishnah, oh, let's Stam the Dorim Lakula. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? We have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, depends if you are in Galil, the custom is as follows, and Yehuda, the custom is as follows. So it sounds like the only reason why Galil, we are lenient, is because the custom is as follows. They would have had this custom, and we don't know what they mean. Did they mean Koinim? Did they mean the Beis HaMikdash? Say Truma. Did they mean Trumas HaLishcha, which means it's a Dover HaNodr and it's Usr, or did they mean Trumas HaGoyden, which is a Dover Usr and it's Mutter? If we wouldn't know what they meant, what would we do? We machmir. The only reason why we're lenient is because we say they're too far from the Beis HaMikdash. They definitely didn't mean to give Truma of the Beis HaMikdash. They meant Truma is HaGoyren, and Truma is Dover Usr. Nothing happened. Had it not been for that reason, we don't know what they mean, we'd be machmir. How can it be? How could Rabbi Yehuda say that Stam the Dorn Lahachmir and Mishneh when Rabbi Yehuda called us by Naziris were Mekom? But Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, me, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda believe like Ma'ayil Inish Nafshel Sveika, just like Ben Nozit? He believes that a person will not accept upon himself Naziris if he knew that at the time. That it will only be a Safik if he's a Nozit, therefore such a Naziris I'm not accepting. And so how come Ben Adonim, such an Adonim, he would accept? But I mean, I'll ask a question. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Stam Truma be Yehuda Asura. In Yehuda, if you say the word Truma, what you probably meant was you meant Truma donating to the base of Midrash because you're nearby. And therefore it's a Dover another, and it's us. It will be Galil because they're so far from the base of Midrash, he probably meant that he'll give the truma that it'll be like the truma in his field. The truma in his field is not something you can ask, it's something the Abish asks. But you don't control who can eat it, who can eat it. They don't know the Beis HaMikdash. Seems clearly time. The only reason is because they don't know the Beis HaMikdash. How Makidin, they would know the Beis HaMikdash, and now we don't know which one is it. We don't know when he said the word Truma. If it wouldn't have been for the fact that they don't know the Beis HaMikdash, let's say it be 50-50.
It's just a circumstantial thing.
Exactly. Had it been 50-50, we don't know what he meant. Did he mean the Beis HaMikdash? Did he mean the Truma in the field? If we didn't know, it seems, we'd be Machmir. Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Tanakama. How come a person you said does not take upon themselves an Isser or something they're not sure of? Omar Rava says, Rava, you misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, hold that whenever you're not sure, you're always machmir. If we're not sure what you meant, even if it's a suffix, you've been machmir. Nezidus is an exception. Interesting one. But Nezidus, Rabbi Yehuda holds a new Islam that dafke by Nezidus, we say that if you only accept vada Nezidus, you will never accept upon yourself. If it's a suffix nazir, I don't want to be involved. You know why? Because suffix nazir is stricter than a vada nazir. How can a suffix nazir be stricter than a vada nazir? Very simple. Says he, for example, what happens when you finish your Naziris? You finish your Naziris, you take a haircut, you bring three kabbanas, an oila, a shlamim, and a chattas, and you take a haircut. And then you're allowed to do everything you want. When it comes to a suffix nazir, you can never take a haircut. Why? Because you can't bring one of the three kabbanas. You can bring an oila and a shlamim and make a tanai. If I'm a nazir, it's a nazir. If I'm not a nazir, I'm donating it. But you can't ain mevin chattas and a dover. You can't make a tanai and a chattas, so you cannot bring a chattas. If you can't bring a chattas, you can't take a haircut. So the rest of your life, you have long hair. Okay, well, why would you want to be such a nazir? Now, the truth of the matter is, you learned before already that in Gila Chalecha Mishlashon Yotzer, we learned before that you're allowed to take a haircut even after one carbon. That's b'di'evit. But lechatchila, you should wait till you do all three kabbanas. That's how most of Shani learn.
Why don't you just make a bar nazirus?
You can't change. That doesn't help. So you have two nazirus. You can't turn this into anything.
You
can't
terminate this one.
Yeah, you can't terminate it. It's all done. So then, the other Rishonim said, no, the reason why you can't take a haircut is because it's an aveir. You now shave your beard, you now remove your beard and your payas. And the only reason by a nazir who does that is because the tailor said so. But if you're not, if it's a suffix, you're a nazir, then you're over an iser, if proactively you're cutting the five corners of your face. So you can't. You're stuck. So therefore, that kind of stuff you won't accept. So the Gemara, I'll tell you, Gabay Keri Kosover, everywhere he holds in Machmer, but not by Keri. He holds Kosher Sveikah Chomer Mevadai, where the Suffolk is stricter than the Vadai. Le Mael Nafshe Sveikah, he won't take it. Dile Gabay Nazir Vadai Megaleach, by Nazir Vadai, he shaves, maybe carbon, he brings the carbon, the Nechal, and you can eat. Kotchim and all that. Obeal Sveikah, Le Matz Megaleach, he can't take a haircut by a Suffolk, because either the Kabbanis, like the Ran learns, or because of haircut, like the Tyson lens.
So if
the
Yehudis always machme, how do we find anything in this price where the guy says, how do we know the Mish?
We explain, because since the Safi got stolen and got lost, you'll never know. That kind I never accepted. No, by Neder, even if it's a Safi, Halacha says it's a Safi, I'm prepared to accept it. People are machme. But now we're going to say this, because the Safi is stricter than the Vada. I'm happy to be a Vada Nozer, I'm not happy to be a Safi Nozer. Says Igmar, but not every suffix is strict in the Vaday, and it seems from the Braisa there that in all the Zidison we say that he doesn't have to take it upon himself, even when it's not stricter. When is it not stricter? For example, that even the kind of nazir he took upon himself, even a regular nazir, he would never be able to take a haircut. So it makes no difference whether he's a regular nazir or a suffix nazir. What kind of nazir don't you take a haircut? I'll be a nazir the rest of my life. He doesn't take a haircut. My, what's it in then? Makes no difference than Suffolk or Vaday. So the Chayda, and yet it seems that a Suffolk is mutter, why you should be Machman. On Malay, so he says to him, no, even a Nazir Olam, a Suffolk strict in the Vaday. Because a Nazir Olam is somebody who takes a pan on his ear forever, but the din is that when the hair gets too long, he's allowed to take a haircut. Not 30 days, but if it's 3 months, 4 months, like an oval. For 6 months, you take a haircut. But this guy can never take a haircut. So he's stricter than even a Nazir Olam. His suffix is strict in Vaday. Even a Nazir Olam definite, hich bitzayda, make a bitan. If your hair gets too long, you can take a haircut. Or maybe, how do you take a haircut? You bring your three animals and you do things. But ilus feika eloi. Sounds like from here the problem is the animals. Why else am I bringing the animals? Yes. No. It's only the hair we allow. He's a nazir forever. Okay, says Gemara, but I'll find you another case in the Zidis where the suffix is no different than the Vade. Where is that? Hareini nazir shimshin. When someone says I'm a nazir shimshin, even if the hair is very long, you don't take haircuts. How do you become another shimshin? Rashi and the Zidis will say that becoming another shimshin is a malach. Just like Shimshin, it actually has two opinions there. Either a malach has to make you a nazir, that's the only way, or another Shimshin is that means from birth. So your father or your mother, we have the Mishnah there in the Chavtesta, that your father or your mother take up, the father take upon themselves that my son should be a nazir. Even though Shmuel was the mother, who said, sorry? You got, who are you? That's right.
Is the Indian of Nazirus a mitzvah or it's chumrah?
We had before, remember we had Abshimon. Abshimon said if you did it because of that child over there who saw how beautiful he looked, that's in mitzvah. And sometimes it's vain.
Because then you come into the whole thing of mitzvah tzichas kavanah. If the parents dedicate the child,
they have a koyach. We learn from Shimshon that
the
parents
themselves
doesn't. Who cares? We learn that's the story of Shimshon, that the mother did it, and by Shmuel, we'll see in the end of Nazir. There's another Shimshon, there's another Shmuel, and the difference between the two. Let's continue. Anyway, by another Shimshon over there, there's no difference because there, no matter how much hair you have, you can never take a haircut. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he should be Machmer as well because it makes no difference. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda is always Matir. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Nazir Tanya. I'm sorry. What Rabbi Yehuda talked about Nazidus and the Keri, he wasn't talking about another Shimshon. I have never found Yehuda clearly say another Shimshon that he should be Mekel. Amalei, but Muhammad of Adab and Abba, said Tanya, there is a Braisa somewhere where it says another Shimshon, where Rabbi Yehuda says clearly another Shimshon, you put it. Amalei, Tanya. So, state. So the answer over here doesn't mean like normally I didn't know. It means, well, there must be another Tanna who learns Rabbi Yehuda differently than we learn Rabbi Yehuda over here in this Braisa. So don't ask me a question. Tell me right there, Rav Ashi gives another answer. Rav Ashi, I disagree with you altogether. You want to know who holds that by Naziris when there's a suffix in Mekel, not Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is always Machmir, like by Nadarim is Machmir, surely by Naziris is Machmir. You know who it is? It's Rabbi Yehuda Liber Rav Tarfon. There's a famous Rav Tarfon who says, if a man walks down the street with long hair, let's say, so one guy says, oh, I'm sure he's a Nazir. If he's a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir too. And the other guy says, I'm sure he's not a Nazir. If he's not a Nazir, then I'll become a Nazir. Right? So we're both having a bet. And the outcome of the bet is we'll become a Nazir. So Chachamim say, then if whichever one is proven right, has to keep the Naziris. Rabbi Tarfon says no. It says, Ish ki yafli. So when you yafli means haflo, it has to be with verity. Bishas maisa, when you made that promise, you had to know for sure. You didn't know for sure. Later, you found out. Doesn't work. So Rabbi Tarfon holds, you have to know for sure. In the case of here, the Keri, at the time of when you made the neder, I'll be a Nazir, if there's 100. Even if you measure later and you found there is 100 saw there. Did you know Bishas maisa? You didn't. You have to measure it. No Naziris. That's the on the mandam that says here that even that was stolen or lost, that you're not a Nazir because at the time he didn't know. Sorry, what did you say? The time we learn Rabbi Yehuda Shem Tav Noyman ain't echad mehem Nazir, neither person Nazir vishal nit and Nazir is la haflo. When do you become Nazir? Only kiyafli, only you knew 100% certain at the time that there's Nazir is involved. So if the vart is because you didn't 100%, why does the Braisa have to say that it was stolen or got lost? You went, you measured, and there was 150 you saw there. You still don't have to be a Nazir because at the time when you made the promise, you didn't know. What's the point? What do you have to add that it got lost or got stolen? Freddie Murray, Hachim, so if it's Rav Tarfon, my idiot, Shenigne, Vashavar, why did they mention it was stolen or lost? What for? Who cares if it's still there? As long as according to Rav Tarfon, you didn't know for sure at the time you made the promise, then there's nothing happening. Says, you know why? Ella Lahaydi Acha, to teach you, Koychid Rav Shimon. It's to teach you the Koyach Rav Shimon. What do I mean? Rav Shimon is the one who's machmir, not only because even though you didn't know at the time, if you measured later, Rav Shimon goes a step further, even though you can never measure. I am machmir. That's why the chiddush is. We need the chiddush not to be mekel, and normally we say koicha de hateda adif. But over here, the Ran explains there's no koicha de hateda. The reason why, according to Rav Tarfon, it's not a neder is not because it's a suffix, maybe it was 100. Who cares? We don't care at all. It's irrelevant because at the time when you made the promise, you didn't know. So according to Rav Tarfon, there's no chiddush at all whatsoever, whether there was 100 or there wasn't. What happened later, whether it's stolen and still sitting there, makes no difference. So there's no koicha de hateda. It doesn't add anything to his pshat. But according to Rav Shimon over here, the chiddush is that it got lost. It's immeasurable, and nevertheless, you got to be machmer. That's a chiddush. Like the achel koicher of Shimon, Ava got the nigla shavu got stolen, got lost. Because somebody holds ma'ayil inish nafshel sveike. He holds that you made the promise to be a nazir. It's as if you had a mind that even if I'll never find out for sure if I am or not, I'll take a promise on the nazirus, and that's the chiddush. He's machmer. Says Malvaita Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Stam truma be Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda said, "Depends who you are." But the word truma in Yehuda, what did you mean? You meant you donating to the base of Migdash. That's awesome. But you didn't mean the field. In Galil, Stam, the word truma meant in the field, so it's mutter. Okay, that's what he said. Then he, because Galil don't know about the base of Migdash. Then he said, what about it comes to Haramim? When it comes to Haramim, in Yehuda, there's so many koinim, you probably meant you'll give it to a koin and buy a koin that they can use it so nothing happens. Mutter. But in Galil, there we're machmer, it's usher. Why? Because they don't know about koinim. When they say chedim, it must mean to the base of English, which is a dover hanodr. Says the Gemara, it's a contradiction from beginning to end. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Mislam from Yehuda, it sounds from here, Hamakidin, if they knew for sure about the base, if they knew about the base of Migdash, we would say it's a Dover Hanodr, and even a Galil be Asad. Asurin, Almas Fekel Chumr, if we didn't know, in other words, let's say they didn't know about the base of Migdash, now we have a 50-50, we're not sure what he meant. Did he mean base of Migdash? Did he mean what's growing in the field? So it'll be Machmer. Ema Seifa, look at the end. So, no, Stam Yemachmer. Look at the very end of the Mishnah. Stam Charamim Yehuda, Mutarim. When you say Chedim in Yehuda, you probably didn't mean the base of English, you probably meant Koinim and Yemutar. But by Galil, since you don't have too many Koinim there, you probably meant the Mishnah, Asr. She'ain Anchi Galil, Makidin is Chermea Koinim. They don't have too many Koinim, they don't usually give presents to Koinim. It's Mashma, but let's say they did have Koinim, and now we're not sure what it is. We'll be Machmer. Ha Makidin, they didn't know Koinim, we'll be Mekel. What's going on here? In the beginning, Almas Feker Lukul. In the beginning, comes out if he didn't know 50-50, we take the stricter side. In the safer, when we don't know, if they would have known Koinim, what would be then? 50-50, we would say, okay, let's be lenient. What's going on here? Safek Machma, Safek Mekul. Omar Abayez Abayez, you're right. These are two different tanoim. Save for the very last case about Chermei, is Chromim, is Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Tzadik. It's no longer Rabbi Yehuda speaking, it's Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Tzadik speaking. Rabbi Yehuda Taka says a suffix, we don't know what you meant. If it's 50-50, we'll be machmir. We always take the stricter side because people are ma'ayil, nafsheb, is faker, people including the suffix. However, Rabbi Loza Tzadik is the one who says, Meiko Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a stam, Truma, but Yehuda Asura. He says, stam, and Yehuda is also Rabbi Loza Tzadik, I'm a stam, Charomim, Megalil Surin. He's the one who says charamim. In other words, if you don't, because probably that's an amen. But if it would be 50-50, you'd be mekel. It's a different opinion altogether. Okay, tomorrow starts a new Mishnah.